21-all here inside the HTC Center at Conway, South Carolina. As the Eagles have battled back, got down 7-2 early in the first quarter, but have tied it up on a couple of occasions, have led on a couple of occasions as well. Eagles will be at the free throw line to try to take the lead back with 4:48 to play in the second quarter. Looking through the stat sheet, Maggie, there were two things that really killed Georgia Southern against Appalachian State on Thursday. It was points off of turnovers and second chance points. Eagles have not given any points off of five turnovers thus far, and only two second chance points on three offensive rebounds.
They are doing a much better job of that. And also, what you look at, they're equal in rebounds. 15 rebounds for both teams, but Georgia Southern just playing really well down low today. Really aggressive. Patrice Butler, Sierra Butler, people just getting the rebounds. And I like to see that. I like to see the defensive and offensive aggressiveness down low below the basket.
First free throw by Atwater is off to the right. Six offensive boards by Georgia Southern here in the ballgame already.
Four second chance points also.
Second free throw up and in. Eagles will take the lead 22-21. 4:48 to play in the second quarter. It's Coastal Carolina, their first year in the Sun Belt Conference. First go around getting to see the HTC Center. As Robinson collects on the left block, turnaround jump hook in the lane off the right side, but Clawson able to keep it alive. Gibson, top of the key, 4:29 and ticking, 1-point Eagle lead. Hamilton wide open underneath the basket, got behind Patrice Butler. And Hamilton will lay it off the window and in for two, 23-22. Coastal takes the lead back, but CB, top of the key for three, off the right side of the rim. That was a rush shot, probably one that CB would like back. 4:09 to play as Adams drives baseline, kicks it out. Clawson, a little touch pass, trying to get it to Gibson, but the no-look pass from Robinson, she probably should have looked. And with 4:03 to play, it'll be Eagle basketball as it trickles into the bench.
That was an ugly turnover by Coastal Carolina. Eagles need to capitalize on gaining some momentum and take advantage of this ball.
It's Brown, top of the key for Sierra Butler. Find Sam's on the left wing, 3:49 to play, 1-point Coastal Carolina lead. As Lexi thought about baseline, will shovel it back to Patrice. Baseball style pass on the near side to Sierra Butler. The jumper from seven is off the front of the rim. And Adams brings it up underneath. Robinson wide open underneath, but missed the bunny shot. Rebound by Georgia Southern. As Patrice, top of the key, launches for three. Yes, ma'am. 25-23, Georgia Southern a 2-point lead, 3:17 to play in the second quarter. Inside a quiet HTC Center, Adams into the lane, off-balance shot will go off the right side of the rim. And Patrice with the rebound gets it up to Sams. Finds AB, drives into the lane. As Robinson tried to draw an offensive foul. AB gave it off to CB. Lays it off the window and in for two. Robinson was inside the restricted zone, so if anything was going to come out, it would have been a block on her, but good no call by the officials. And with 2:49 to play, Jada Williams will use her use-it-or-lose-it timeout.
That was a great look by Alexis Brown down low, just finding Sierra Butler. She's one of those hard-playing kids, and I love to watch her play.
The Eagles shooting 33%. Coastal Carolina shooting 42%. But the Eagles have four more shots than the Chanticleers. 27-23, the Eagle lead over Coastal Carolina. Coastal Carolina's had four turnovers the last 5 minutes that have really come back to bite them. .243 to play is Gibson. Left wing with the yo-yo dribble, brings it into the lane, tries to kick it off of Clawson. It's deflected off the shin of Angel McGowan into the Georgia Southern bench, so it'll stay Coastal Carolina basketball with 2:37 to play in the second quarter and 18 on the shot clock. Gibson will receive right wing. Exchange passes from Adams back to Gibson. at the base of the Chanticleer head at center court. We'll move it to the left wing. Now seven to shoot. Gibson picked up by Jamar. Step back from a deep two off the front lip of the rim. Trickles just in front of head coach Kip Brown while Coastal Carolina secures the offensive board. 2:15 to play is Adams for three, right wing off the front of the rim. Alexis Folks had the rebound, had it taken out of her hand by Robinson. And a foul underneath will go against Alexis Brown.
That was a battle down there below the hoop. Everyone trying to fight for the ball, but Alexis Brown just being a little bit too aggressive, giving the ball back to Coastal Carolina.
So the Chanticleers will inbound with a fresh 30, 2:07 to play as Clawson will receive left wing. Gibson will give a little extra shove to AB for some unknown reason. But Adams, top of the key to Clawson. Over to Gibson, left wing. 1:56 to play in the quarter. 27-23 lead as Hamilton. Pull-up jumper from the right elbow. Badly missed off the right side. And AB will bring it up back court. Stand on the nostril of the beak of the Chanticleer. 1:38 to play as McGowan, right wing. Brings it to the top of the key, looking for Sams. Now we'll find AB cutting towards the basket on the right block. Gets absolutely hammered on her way to the basket. And will go to the line for two. Sid Gibson, the redshirt senior out of nearby High Point, will pick up her second personal.
Yeah, she really fouled her down there. That's something you see a lot out of Alexis Brown. She'll draw those fouls and get to the free throw line.
First free throw up and in. 28-23. 6-0 run by Georgia Southern the last 2 minutes. As the Eagles have kept Coastal Carolina off the scoreboard the last 3 minutes. A trio of dribbles. A ball flipped from the Madison, Georgia native. Second one true blue as well. 1:31 to play. 28-23. A 5-point Georgia Southern lead. Their largest of the ball game. As Clawson, top of the key, gets it to Blanding. Miller, running jumper, right side of the lane, is off the right side of the rim, is deflected out of bounds, and will stay Coastal Carolina basketball. 1:16 to play in the second quarter. As Blanding will inbound to the left of the hoop. Fires it to the right side, it's swatted out of bounds by McGowan. So Coastal Carolina will have to inbound once again. 1:15 to play. It's looking for Clawson, finds her on the right wing. Brings it down low, Hamilton, almost a travel, my goodness.
Looks like
Adams.
Took a few steps down there.
Whew. Gets it to Blanding over on the right side. Adams holds it on the right hip. 1 minute to play in the second quarter. Hamilton in the lane, a push off on McGowan and a travel will come out. Not sure there was a whole lot there that time, but the time before, yes, it was.
I was going to say a little bit of a makeup call there. The last one definitely was a travel. This one maybe not, but karma helping out the Eagles here.
57 seconds to play as Sams will dribble it into the front court with 54 seconds even. Good job by the clock operator. Coach Brown will call the timeout. 29-23, the Georgia Southern advantage. Here from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, as the mic man will come over right in front of us. Hello.
There's the kids behind us.
Found them.
I love when they do that in Hanner and they have the middle school day.
Yeah.
You know, it really gets it loud. You can always count on, yep, there they are. Count on the kids to cheer loudly.
Good contingency from Georgia Southern across the way. Got a number of Eagle faithful. You've got the legendary Tracy Hamm behind us.
Tracy, one of the biggest fans of Georgia Southern basketball that I know.
Got a whole smattering of Eagle fans as Paul Gillespie and his son Ethan over on the far side. Can't make out any other faces.
Not too surprised. Not too far from Statesboro.
Yeah. It's Jamar, top of the key. 42 seconds to play in the half. As Folks, pull-up jumper from the charity stripe, goes banking off the right side of the rim. As Adams will give it off to Blanding. Clawson will call for help, but will just get answered by Angel McGowan. Blanding, deep in the corner is Adams. 23 seconds to play, 15 to shoot. Adams Tries to drive baseline. Good cut off by Folks. It's Blanding. Top of the key for three off the right side of the rim. But Clawson cleans it up and lays it off the window and in. 8 seconds to play as Sam's up the far side. Lexi takes it all the way to the basket off the right side of the rim as the horn will sound. And this one's in the books. The first half comes to a close. 29-25, the Eagles lead here at the break. Plenty more to come on the Southern Halftime Report when we return. We'll take you through the stats and pick the brain of Miss Mackie Tyler throughout the halftime break. 29-25, the Eagles lead here on the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
Neville Tire Total Car Care is the official tire and auto service center for Georgia.